I just really wanted a night alone in my apartment.
Oh, he was so hurt.
I called.
When you want to be alone after some shit like that,
if you're
that nigga had Bobby Blue Bland playing in the back.
he texted his mom and said, "I just want to unwind."
Yo. I play Hey Sleeping you
know,
Alone.
He texts his mom and say, "You know, I think 2023 is all about me finding myself."
2020 me.
Get the fuck
2020
out.
Me.
Get the fuck
it was 2020 out. Me. That was Julie.
No warrior man.
Welcome to the first official podcast episode of the new year 2023. This is the first episode of 2023 for us, Rory.
Yes, the year of our Lord. 2023.
Welcome back, guys. New episode in a new year of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we are back. We are here. We had a little break. We took some time off to recharge.
Some much deserved time.
Some time for ourselves, be with family, friends, get our real lives together, get our personal lives in order.
Yeah.
And start the new year right. How you feeling, man?
I feel good. I feel, I wouldn't say recharged, but, you know, new perspective on things.
Yeah. New energy.
Read some different books. You know.
I'm feeling, I feel good. Took some time off. I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't on social media. I felt like I needed a break, man. I didn't realize where we've been, like, entrenched in the matrix so many years, like, consistently. And it was like, you know what? I don't want to use my phone for a few days.
It's fun when someone comes up to you and is like, yo, did you hear? And you hadn't? You're like, no.
I didn't hear.
No,
anything.
I haven't.
I don't know.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, like, I opened my phone one time the other day because I had to get a email. Mm. And I said, you know what? I said, hold on, let me get it out of my phone.
What was the email?
Well, the email was some business email.
Got it. Okay, okay.
But the thing that I saw...
What type of business?
What you doing? This is a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, I mean, can you tell me the at email? Like,
who was CC'd on it? And I opened, you know, I slipped up and I opened social media for 1 second. I said, let me just...
It's a habit. Your thumbs just naturally do it.
I said, you know what? Let me jump in the matrix and see what's going on. And the first thing I saw, which we'll talk about, is people were mad at Prince Harry for saying that he killed 25 Talibans or something like that.
Which we will get to.
And I said, all right, the world is... Like, when you detach yourself for, like, a few days, by this time, it was, like, day four.
Yeah.
There wasn't no internet, no phone, really. Day four, it seemed like it's just a whole different world. And I was like, wait, this is what's going on in here right now? Like, people are mad at a soldier in the army for killing people that were trying to kill him.
Which was interesting the week we took off because, you know, we didn't release episodes during Christmas time, but we were working at that time recording for this day off, this week off that we just took.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird going into the new year not having to think about what the fuck was going on.
Didn't have any idea what was going on. Felt good to kind of detach for a minute. And then, you know, once I opened the app and saw that, I was like, all right, man, just close this and, you know. We'll get back to it when we get back to it. But we are all back with the gang. Julian, how you feeling, man? How was your New Year's?
Well rested.
That's what he's got for me.
We'll get to him later.
And Baby D is here. Now, Baby D, I was so surprised to see you walk out the back. I didn't even know you were here. Usually you're in the kitchen cooking up something good. When I come in, you just came out the back. So good to see you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Left knee out, left shoulder showing.
Hmm? Yeah, you know.
Got the redhead slick back though.
Yeah, ready for 2023.
Looking like iced tea.
How was your New Year's? Did you go out? Did you hit the town?
It was cool. I came here pretty late.
I wasn't on Instagram, so I didn't see if you had put a dress on and went out. I'm not on Instagram.
She popped up in my crib. You're not on Instagram anymore?
She's on a break again.
It's deleted?
Yeah.
You're on another detox. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Wait, is it deleted or is it like
you're waiting 30 days, right?
You're gonna wait 30 days, go back in and then go back
it's
out.
It's been 30 days. Will it get deleted if it's over 30 days?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah. So we lost all that content.
Oh, shit.
It's over, blood.
You lost that DM message.
Fuck it.
It's over.
I'm kind of happy about that a little bit.
Start from scratch, right?
Yeah.
Start from scratch. New year, new Instagram for Baby D.
Yeah.
So you
lost
chill
that
for
DM from the guy on special teams for the Bucks. You know, the flanker.
The flanker.
Second string flanker.
Rory just get out here and tell my business. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Baby D, so did you stay in, kept it quiet for New Year's?
I stayed in for the majority of New Year's, and then I got here around like 12:05. I came.
Yeah, she popped up right when the ball dropped.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the car when the ball was going down?
Yep.
It was in Conroe.
I was supposed to pop up at exactly like 11:59 and my Uber driver took a wrong turn and I ended up in fucking Newark. So
like Jersey.
All right. Well, good to see you here.
Thank you.
Edding.
Hi. I missed you, Maul.
I missed you too, Eddie.
Thank you.
I didn't realize how much.
So we're lying in the new year.
No, I did miss you. I didn't realize how much I would miss you until I didn't see you for like 2 weeks. So now, yes, I miss you too. How was your new year?
I had the opposite feeling.
Yeah?
Because I
felt better without Eddie.
Like, no,
face,
I kind of like missed
it. It's just your face. I think if you just put like a poo shiesty on and like record the pod, I think we would love you. I think we would be like best friends.
It would be way better.
But it's just your face. It's something I just want to punch it. But you said
it's the voice for me, because I did kind of miss Eden for the week. And then I was sitting in the kitchen and he comes up the steps. He's like, happy 2023. I was like, Jesus Christ. I didn't miss him. I take it back.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like it's just something right here.
You don't like the energy?
I don't know where it's at. I think it's coming from like right here though.
Sorry.
I don't like it. But how was your New Year's?
It was good.
You have like that weird happy energy that like pedophiles give like children, like camp counselors. They're just like, are we ready to do it, gang? It's like that type of positive energy.
You couldn't find anything else.
You couldn't find anything else? You gotta make me a pedophile?
Listen, 2023, I'm with all the positive energy. I'm with everything, right? No, Boy Scouts never did it. My mom never signed me up for Boy Scouts. Always bothered me. Prime real estate. I'm not against positive energy in 2023. It's just something about Eden's positive. Feels like what I would think someone that was looking after children with a motive would be like, oh, come on, gang, let's get together, let's do it.
Yeah,
what? It's that type of positive.
Why does he
energy?
Keep putting pedophilia on
me? Yeah, tire the kids out and then try to take advantage
tire
of
them. Tire them out.
I get it. I understand his tactics.
Yeah.
You do like the after school program. I'll wait with them.
Yeah. I'll wait. All mom's other, late. Don't worry.
All the other adults leave.
Yeah. For sure. Those are never going to hire me now after that.
So what'd you DJ?
That's DJ, yeah.
DJ, how was it?
It was good. It was after the ball drop. It was very nasty.
You were in Dykeman, right?
I was in Dykeman. I was in Locksmith. Shout out to Locksmith. Yeah.
Shout out to Locksmith.
What time did you leave Dykeman? I don't like that smile.
Well, we did like an afty, so I was out like around like 7-8.
Okay.
You was out till 7 in the morning?
Well, you did like Houston
sounds
numbers.
Right, though.
Yeah. Man, Jesus Christ. Just hearing that is like, what?
Yeah. What was the 4 a.m. let out like? Like in between let 4 out
4 a.m. is when it got packed again.
Of course.
Is what was crazy for me. What was the let out?
Oh, yeah.
It was everybody's fucked up. Mm. It was crazy.
Yo, party until 8 a.m. I did that maybe twice. And the first time I did it, I really like thought about life for a second. I'm like, yo, everybody is getting ready to walk into work.
That's
were you in New York or like Miami?
In New York.
Okay.
I was downtown on like 48th Street, like in the middle of fucking Manhattan.
Ooh, that sounds crazy.
And we came out the club, twisted, sunny. It's summertime too, so it's warm in the morning, bright sun, and people are just looking refreshed, have their work attire on, and we smell like weed, blunts, alcohol, cranberry juice all on my sneakers. And we just walking in the middle of Times Square to go to the parking lot to get the car, and I'm like, yo, it's 8 in the morning. What are we doing with our life?
The very few times, because I've done that at like after these like house parties type shit, but one time I did like the afties shit that really, you add a spot till 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I took the train home.
Oof.
So now I'm in like rush hour, everyone going to work to be productive citizens.
Yeah.
And then it's just me.
Smelling like last night.
I think I'm still drunk, but I am hungover, but I'm not quite sure where I'm at. Yeah. My shoes were stickier than the MTA floor.
Yeah. I can't do that after hours thing. I can't do that. So everybody kind of kept it chill, quiet. Ed and DJ. So you were the life of the party.
Yeah. I was one of the lives. Yeah.
Yeah. You were one of the lives.
Great. What'd you play at midnight?
I got my set started at 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did like
okay, so what'd you give them? Yeah, what'd you give them when Eddie got
on
the set?
What do you think I gave them in Dykeman?
Bad Bunny.
Straight come to on. It. You couldn't even trick them. You couldn't even throw in Daddy Yankee
I had
first.
To do it.
No
I had
Daddy
to
Yankee to Bad Bunny, just Bad Bunny out the gate.
Did you take their phones and throw them too like he did? Or
no, I was a little late for that one.
Preemptive pause here. What was your New Year's Eve mic game like? What were you giving them? As a DJ.
Yo, happy fucking New Year.
You were one of those.
Yeah, there you go.
Yo, you
too aggressive.
2023, you making money.
Giving them affirmations.
Yeah.
We got to stop that.
Be blessed, and queen. Feels like one of the DJs that's like, yo, if you with your best friend right now, put your arm around him.
Literally New Year's.
Eden definitely.
Put your middle fingers in the sky.
Eden definitely screamed, you end the year with who you start the year with? Who are you with?
I play,
who
I
are you with? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't fuck with you. And you, I was like, leave them in 2022. Fuck them.
I definitely did that. Yeah.
Oh my definitely God. We got to start. We got to get some new like things to say going into the new year.
Yeah. We can't leave the haters in 2022.
What's your Zodiac sign?
Yeah. And I love when people say, yo, some people don't know this is their last year talking to me. I love those people. Like, no, it's not. Why are you waiting the new year to stop talking to people you know don't fuck with you?
Every year you cutting somebody, like maybe you're the problem.
Yeah, no, you're the
common denominator. You cut people off every year.
And they want to get away from you, so you're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
But so everybody mostly kept it cool, kept it chill.
Yeah, I cooked instead of Damaris.
You had something here at the house?
I wouldn't call it something. It was, what, 5 people here, if that?
That's something.
Oh, that's something. That's a little, you know.
I mean, it was people that wanted to go out and just use this to watch the ball drop, and then they went to the city.
Oh, okay. So this was like just the little...
Yeah, a little pre...
Pit stop.
Yeah, pit stop. Go to the bathroom, check the makeup.
Yeah. There was only a little bit of Coke on my, you know, I got kitchen, dipped not on much.
At like 1 o'clock. They was like, oh, well, you know, we're going to head out. That's how
it... But I knew that.
That's how it happens, though.
And I was fine.
Yeah, that's great. That's I love when people like leave without like me having to say leave. That's the greatest people in the world.
This was great because this year I wanted to just chill. Last year... I kind of just moved in, so it was pretty empty in this. It was perfect to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because minimal things get fucked up.
Yeah.
I had the whole crew that was coming before the ball drop and then going to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Then it swapped to all the people that did the city when the ball dropped and then stayed at my house till 7 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
I had probably a rotating 75 people in here last year.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's...
I was so happy that was not the case.
Yeah, nah, that's not the energy you want.
I had people hit me at like 1:30 in the morning like, yo, we're leaving the city now. We're going to go to your crib. Like... Nah, man, it's, you know, neighbors tripping.
So neighbors tripping on New Year's. Yo, neighbors tripping on New Year's.
They be in my crib.
Yeah,
yeah, the neighbors were here. Be here. They're the coolest.
Yeah, I couldn't do it this year.
So we had a whole story on one of our Patreons before we left.
Yeah, we should get into what happened in between.
Can we do a little review?
For sure. For those that aren't subscribed to our Patreon, please go subscribe.
And why
to
aren't you subscribed to the Patreon?
Patreon.com/crazy.
It's $5.
Yeah.
So Julian met this young woman on Instagram.
Harlot.
Who decided she wanted to take the train. You know. I'm Raya. Sorry. Yeah, Raya. Yeah,
Raya. That's the...
He's like premium.
Industry gram.
The people that are not really important but like to name drop.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Hey, Julian.
I know that so-and-so.
Yeah. Doing lunch with Kai's.
Don't stop.
Yo, don't, everybody on Raya is definitely doing lunch with Kai's. Yo, come on, man.
Yeah, like my friend's like best friends with Lil Baby's creative director. So like that's what we're doing tonight. And Lil Baby's sitting there like, I got a creative director? So Julian meets this girl on Raya. She wants to take the train from Cleveland to New York to see her friends. Some shit falls apart. And she asks Julian, can I stay with you for 4 fucking nights, which is actually insane because Julian has never met this girl. They have never FaceTimed. We go on Patreon. We FaceTime the girl. You can look at a clip on our socials now. It was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for doing that, by the way, because I wouldn't have spoken to her or seen her beforehand.
You'd be in a body bag.
Yeah, we tried to help you out. That's nice. Said, listen, let's FaceTime this girl. Let's kind of get some information on her. Let's look her in the face and let's see who this girl is. Let's get a little feel for her before she gets to New York City.
And please go to Patreon to watch that full conversation because it was one of the funniest conversations I've ever
Hilarious.
Had. We've been on pins and needles for days. I lost sleep on Christmas Eve, not because of Santa, because I just wanted to know
how his night
how
went.
Julian was going to go with this girl. Now, I did text him throughout it, and he didn't give me much, except for a few, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Please, can I come stay in your spare bedroom?
You're lying.
But I did want to leave it, you know, open ended for when we met in person could get on the pod to get this real.
I want to know what happened from the time you picked her up until the time she left.
Mind you, 4 nights, one being New Year's.
4 nights with a stranger, with a rando, is like 4 months.
Yes,
yeah,
or a death sentence.
Yeah, I learned.
You learned?
Yeah, I figured that out, yeah.
All right, so she comes to New York, and you picked her up from the train station, right?
I picked her up.
Gentlemen.
Like Rory
picked her up, only to let her down.
I was really texting Rory, because he was genuinely concerned.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, he wasn't going to pick her up from the train station like a fucking
yes,
animal.
Yes, I was.
An animal. this guy. Hey, yo, take the A to this, the yo, F.
Telling a girl that got off the train actually, to get back on the train.
From Cleveland, right?
She got on the train from Cleveland, and yeah. You're going to tell her to get
you
on the
Grand
MTA?
Central, it's just all the trains is there. You'll be fine.
Well, take the path to the subway.
Kind of went what?
Long Island Railroad to Metro North.
What's wrong with you,
we
man?
We kind of went into panic mode because she got off the train and said, I got to go to baggage claim. Did you guys know Amtrak has baggage claim?
No.
No.
I was like, yo, the train left. Your bags are gone.
All right, so far, her being a drug mule that Maul had suggested is looking pretty good.
Yeah. She's a mule.
Who checks a bag on Amtrak?
Yeah. Well, you're riding 13 hours and you're staying for, how long is she at? 4 days?
4 days at Julian.
It's New Year. She probably bought three outfits.
For yeah, 40 night. Days and 40 nights. Yeah. It's just Lent.
Yeah. Lent. Our Savior. She celebrated Lent at Julian's house. Yeah. Yeah. Would you guys give up for Lent? My house?
Safety? Giving up safety for 40 days.
Safety. Yeah.
My inhibitions.
This guy's crazy, dog. I can't believe this guy did that.
All right. So far, Maul might be on point here with this. She might be a drug mule.
She's a mule.
So, are you thinking it's weird that she checked the bag?
I didn't know how to break it to her. I was like, your bag is gone. Like, that train left. Like, it's not here. So turns out there is baggage claim. Hour and a half or so later, the bag comes. And we were there for way too long.
This is at Penn Station?
This is at Penn Station. Well,
an hour and a half?
Okay. We're standing in the, there's like one baggage claim loop. So there's like 100 some odd people in there all packed in this hot little box. We're just waiting for this bag
COVID
to come.
Just circulating like a microwave.
Yeah, I felt it was gross.
Yeah.
I already was just like, I hate, this is already a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was your first impression of her during these moments? And what was the small talk like for an hour and a half waiting for a bag?
And do you believe that since you started the new year with her, you're going to end the new year with her?
Mm.
No.
Okay. So that's a myth. We can get that out of here.
Yeah, that's out the way. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
You left her at 22.
I met her on the last day of the year. Yeah. Left her in that year.
But wasn't she there till like yesterday, though?
You'll see.
No, she's still there in a body bag.
Till yesterday is sick. When she saw it, was like the, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening thing. And I'm like, you know, hoodie up, jacket on. I'm like, what? Like, can we just get the bag?
The start to every horror movie.
Just get the bag so we can go
like,
home.
I'm not like enthusiastic. I'm very monotone in every conversation. So
clear, sober. Sober?
I'm dead sober.
Oh, wow.
Probably a big mistake.
Yeah, probably.
Might have taken a chew, though.
At Penn Station?
Yeah.
Well, like a kick in the system. Yeah.
Have you seen the bathrooms at Penn Station?
The blood flowing?
Yeah, they're amazing. Take any girl there.
They're renovated. The
Anyways.
Uh-huh. This probably should have stayed on Patreon. Okay, so we get the bags. We go back to my apartment. We get back to my apartment around, say, 9 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm. Ubered it or... Or train.
Train.
Okay.
It was it actually made more sense. It was faster. I carried the bags.
It's more romantic.
There you go.
Shit. You know, just don't grab
it. She wants the NYC experience.
Yeah, I know that girl.
That girl. So we get back to mine, order food, pop a movie on.
Which movie?
I don't remember. It doesn't fucking matter.
Mm. All of this is filler shit.
Yeah.
Julian was just ready to fuck.
Yeah.
This is just filler shit.
Yeah. So we like start, you know, the hook, like, and then she goes, oh,
rookie mistake.
It's only night one. Let's not. And we're on the couch. And I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm not going to like fight for it. You're literally staying here for 4 nights. Like, I'm not going
to. Wait, she wanted to sleep on the couch?
No. She like, we started like hooking up on the couch. Okay. And then I was like, let's just fuck. And then she was like, no. And I was like, done.
Here's the thing, though. I think that's a good move. If someone's going to be here for 4 nights and I don't know you,
we
fuck within 10 minutes.
That's bad.
I have 4 days left.
Rory, you're not wrong. So I ended up falling asleep on the couch.
The idea of not beating might get me through 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Had I known.
When's it going to happen?
No, listen, that would be totally fine,
guys,
right?
Had I known.
If he didn't take a blue chew.
I didn't take a blue chew.
He took the chew already.
So now he's rocked up and she's like, hey, let's wait. And he's like, day four,
we can get it on. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So I fall asleep. She actually, I think, ends up watching the movie. We go to bed. And then we hook up. Like, we end up, and I was like, fuck, I should have waited. Like,
y'all fucked?
No, we, yes, Eden.
I don't know. You said hooked up in the couch and then it wasn't fucking. So,
was it good?
Yeah. Everything's fine. Like, that sex wasn't the issue. It was her moral compass. So we go.
Let's be fucking real here.
Judge Joe Brown over here. Where the fuck is your moral compass letting this stranger in your house and sticking your dick inside of her?
You know, if mine's on the ground, where's hers?
In hell?
Come on.
I think you guys are hell in a handbasket together.
He got a point, though.
Pretty on par.
Yeah.
Gets worse. So
it gets worse.
Second day, wake up, go grocery shopping. Pretty wholesome.
Cute.
Make breakfast burritos.
Wife swap.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Food is great. And then we...
Who cooked?
She made the breakfast burritos, but then we also shopped for dinner. I ended up cooking dinner before we went to our New Year's Eve event thing.
Wait, what'd you make?
What is conversation like at this point, though?
I don't
Are you getting to know each other, or are you just like, I like eggs too? I'm just
this
asking.
Is why you can't have women stay in your house for real. More than like
I low
7 hours.
I've already like severed ties with that entire those days that I don't remember conversations that happened. I just remember key moments.
Okay,
so she was annoying you.
Like no, I don't even want to put that, I don't want to put that on it. Well, like I will say this. I love my personal space.
Mm.
So for me, just having someone there, like waking up and having someone there at 9 a.m., I'm like, oh.
It's aggressive.
Man. So like I went to like the gym. I'm just trying to buy some time alone, but I got to come home. Home's my home. Like I felt like a prisoner in my own home.
So you were just finding shit to do outside the house.
Just her presence was just...
She wasn't doing anything.
It sounds like she was annoying the fuck out of you.
It's literally me. This is a me thing.
But you knew who you were before she got on this train and came to New York.
He really wanted to be.
Yeah, but he agreed when he was horny.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's why you can't go.
I agreed when we talked on the Patreon.
Yeah, you were probably horny on this couch.
Mavericked up.
See, but this is why you can't be horny and be like, yeah, come to New York, come stay with me.
Look, guys, this is a learning experience.
Because as soon as you nut...
Post nut clarity.
I'm telling you, I never... The first night, we never should have hooked
that's
up.
A good
I'm
point.
With Rory on that.
Okay.
100%.
Should have waited.
So
you beat off
second day comes around. Second day's New Year's Eve.
Can I quickly ask... Sorry to, yeah, to ahead, interrupt. What are her bathroom habits like on the first day?
And after you smashed, like, what was the conversation like?
Did she fell the toilet seat back down?
You fell asleep right after you smashed?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You know, the chew has melatonin in it.
Okay.
After you nut, you know, put you right to sleep.
All right, got you. Yeah.
Doubles his NyQuil. Well, I have in my apartment, I have an office. So her bags and all her shit was in the office. So I was like, go crazy in there.
Yeah,
get
sure.
as messy as you want. I don't care.
Good call.
Just close the door. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, she had a couple makeup kits and shit, and she just found places to put those in the bathroom. Again, don't care. Just make sure it's all packed up and you don't get like foundation on my toothbrush.
Yeah.
So pretty simple. I don't have many rules.
Yeah.
That was kind of it. Like cleanly, she was cool. She actually like cleaned, did the dishes and shit. Like
okay,
after right. it was
oh,
fun.
Great company. Good. Great company.
I mean? She was raised right.
We're finding some positive
shit. Raised right.
Yeah. Positive. Okay. There were some moments. Yeah.
Until that breakfast burrito went south.
So that what did it?
So I cooked dinner. I baked some salmon. Nice. Seasoned it with like some Italian mixed seasoning. Brussels sprouts, and I think I did couscous.
Oh yeah. This is the white girl whisperer right here.
Yeah.
Couscous.
Yeah.
That's a great meal.
He's been through this.
Anytime a nigga make couscous, yo, when a nigga make couscous
with Brussels sprouts,
yo, you know he fuck with a lot of white women.
Yeah.
Couscous? Ain't make mashed potatoes.
He put the Italian blend seasoning on salmon.
Yo, I gotta hear the rest of this. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead. We'll be going after the big salmon. Yeah.
So we ate
little Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Stop. What is this? A 2020? You've had this Kendall here for
2020
for 2 years.
Goodbye, Rory.
Kendall Jackson. That's a good Chardonnay.
It is a good Chardonnay. It's a very good Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Affordable too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, kill me. So we get dressed. We go to Brooklyn for New Year's. Take the Uber to Williamsburg, meeting up with some friends.
About $1,000, I'm sure.
Wait till you hear how much the Uber back was.
Shit.
So we go into Brooklyn, meet friends at the spot. It's a wine bar. It's a pizza shop that's also a wine bar. So it's like a lower underground. It gets really hot in there. This is a big thing throughout the night. It got way too hot, overwhelming. But I'm there with friends. I kind of like, she's talking to the girls in there. I'm just like, eh. So I hang out with my guys. Like, we're drinking wine. Midnight comes around. I'm drinking wine like it's a Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty drunk. And after like 45 minutes after the ball drop, I'm like, let's get out of here. Like, I gotta go.
So no... I mean, just don't.
Oh, we made out at the midnight thing. We smacked
little,
sugar.
A little smooch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did some smack
we smacked sugar.
Midnight.
But
did you guys look at each other's eyes?
Guys, I didn't want to. I didn't want to. Now, hear me out. I didn't want to. And then she said to me, I wish I could have voice recorded this. So after the kiss, she said to me, like, this is all I've been waiting for all night. And I was like, I wish one of you guys were here to...
Wait, she wanted to kiss you,
talking about, yeah, like, this is all I wanted all night. And I was like, we could have stayed home. Like, I, it was...
This wait, that's your response? Or saying she wanted to kiss
that
you?
That was not this his guy's response. A dickhead.
That's definitely his response.
I've seen him talk to women. He probably said that.
He probably said
that. Your response was, I should have stayed home.
I'm saying, if all you wanted was a kiss...
Yeah, she was waiting for midnight. She wanted to kiss the guy that
but in front of like all your friends.
Sat on a 13-hour train ride from Cleveland to stay with and had sex with the first
night. You're the Aladdin to her Jasmine.
Okay. I gave you the line to say back.
Which
I
was?
Did not say that.
This felt like my last first kiss.
You didn't say that?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all smacked sugar at midnight and then what?
Tongue?
We did.
Tongue?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, sure. You tongued her down.
Where was your left and right hand?
In my pockets.
Boom. He was cuffing her ass. We not doing that. He
grabbed her face.
We not doing that.
He might have grabbed the face.
He palmed her face and tongued her down for sure.
Yeah.
You ran your fingers through her hair?
Huh?
You ran your fingers through her hair?
Through her hair? No.
You didn't hand comb her?
No, Maul, I didn't hand comb her.
You got some on your face.
Did you guys feel like one body? Like, it wasn't even two of you anymore?
All right, so go ahead.
What happened?
No. I want to know because it sounds like she was good company.
That was great. Yeah.
So totally. I want to know where it went sour.
So I mean, again, like at this point, we're going into the second night. It's still only one night in, but it's been a lot of hours.
Yeah.
I just I haven't had any time alone.
A lot of hours. That's what you know. A dude is sick of a chick.
Like 24
it's been so many hours. Been together
hours.
For a day. Like what? It's the same amount of hours in every day. Go ahead.
It's like when parents say their kids 82 months.
Yeah.
Like.
So and I was like, I gotta go. So we leave, get home around like 1. I'm too tired. I'm like drunk, hot, tired. Ate like a $70 Uber fee for a mile ride.
Yeah.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Immediately passed out. Just went to bed. Didn't hook up New Year's Eve night. Too tired for that.
You want to be pure going into the new year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I want a throbbing hangover from wine.
And right.
Everyone's body count goes to zero is what I saw on Instagram.
Yeah, at the stroke of midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The stroke.
Yeah.
So we wake up. I think we hook up that morning. I'm pretty sure we hook up that morning. We do.
Pre or post brushing teeth?
You know, pre. Y'all nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
They like each other at this point.
Now they go
y'all teeth?
There.
Well, like, I'm saying if I had gotten out of
bed. New Year's Day breath is crazy.
If I had gotten out of bed to pee, then I would have brushed my teeth, but I don't think I did. I think we just woke up.
But then it's weird if you're the one person that brushed their teeth in the morning, then y'all start.
I mean, I'm worried about my health.
I'll brush my teeth afterwards.
You worry about your health?
Sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
I've been on tour with you.
Yeah.
You use a condom?
Yeah.
He's lying.
You're a fucking
typical no condom.
I'm worried about
tone.
My health. That's why I brush my teeth before I have unprotected sex with a girl I met on Ryan.
Stranger, who just sat on a train for 7 hours from Cleveland.
Yeah, like look at me. He's like, I care about my health.
It's like going into the strip club with a mask on.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Y'all have to fornicate.
So we hook up in that morning. And then what's this? This is going into day three. Day three. Okay, day three. We walk around in the morning. We walk around Washington Square Park.
That's cute.
I bring my backgammon board, play some backgammon.
Scored some heroin.
Yeah, for that. Yeah. Share the needle.
Yeah. Washington Square Park.
Yeah. We go to a chess spot, play some chess. We're just like burning clock.
You guys are go together
you.
Right
I was
now.
Texting Rory. I was like, I'm just burning clock, man. Just like doing.
Any dude that walks around with a backgammon board in his book bag.
With a girl that he's never met.
With a girl that he just met from Cleveland is a fucking psycho.
She's not from Cleveland.
What type of chess? Did y'all play the chess with like the clock?
We didn't clock it because those games, max clock game is like 10 minutes. I was trying to, we needed time.
You wanted to slow cook that.
Was this one of like her things on Raya? Like big chess player.
I just
like, how do you know she even knew what the rook did?
She needed a little refresher, but it ended up being fine. We ended up having a good, that part was fun. I'm into like the activities, the games.
Yeah. Did you let her win?
No.
Hell no. Fuck
when
that.
When did it go
how you
south?
Checkmate your queen?
When did it go south?
No, let him.
That's
let
a
him,
good bar.
Let him,
say that one.
Let him get there.
I had like six entendres. Checkmate your queen.
Great,
oh my God.
No, go ahead, Rory.
No, it's fine. I'm going to run at 32 after this.
And then that was fine. I think that was, what was this? This is night three.
Yeah.
The whole day out. And then we come back, night, go to bed, all that, whatever. Next day, last day, last full day, last full night.
Mm-hmm.
She gets up and goes, hey, I have some friends that are here, like that live in New York. I'm going to go hang out with them during the day. And I've never been more happy in my life.
Absolutely.
That was my ball drop.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, please go see your friends.
This is going to be a great year.
So, so I go to the gym. I spend like 2 hours at the gym, and then I get back to my apartment, and my buddy Kevin, who you guys met, who mm-hmm. came on stage with his fiance, well, his wife now mm-hmm. in Boston, they live here. He was like, yo, he plays basketball at the Equinox in the Upper East Side.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, we got to run at 3 if you want to join.
I was like, Julian's never played basketball in his life. He's like, yeah, no, I got you. I'm there.
Yeah, I was like, all right, bet. So I get there at 2:30. I'm there early. I'm like warming up. And we play till like 5:30, 6-ish. So mm-hmm. I play like 3 hours of basketball. I get home. She's still not back. I'm like, nice. I text her. I was like, hey, we had dinner plans for 8:00. So I was like, as long as we do the dinner at 8, we're cool. Not pressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's out with her girlfriends. Gives me like minor updates. 8:00 rolls around. Missed the first reservation. I was like, no rush. Enjoy your time with your girls. I'm still at home. I'm chilling. I'll extend the reservation to 10.
Mm-hmm. Look how the tables turn with us guys, though. We want to get the girl away immediately. But once she starts doing something else, now we miss her and we want her back.
It's not a missing thing. It's just we have dinner reservations. Mm-hmm. And if... like it was just annoying because I was in this limbo. Like I could have gone out. I could have seen other friends. I could have had dinner on my own, but I was just stuck in
my
apartment.
Trying to check and see what's going on.
I was just waiting for 4 fucking hours to see what we were doing for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. You fucked around, just got a triple double. You was on a high. You was feeling yourself.
Come on. Yeah. You know, light work. Mm-hmm. So
triple single, you went nuts.
10:00, 9:30 comes around. The kitchen for the restaurant closes at 9:30. I was like, look, like we're not going to make this. Don't worry about it. Stay out with your girls. I'm going to order food, pick it up. If you happen to come home, we can add to my order and I'll go grab it. Don't worry about it. She's like, okay. And like, I could tell her texts are a little incoherent and drunk.
Ah, gotcha.
So, and I was like, that's fine. I don't care. She's with her girlfriends. Please enjoy your time. So it's 10:30. I'm going downstairs to my apartment. It's pitch black. It's also raining. And I'm in, you know, black hoodie, whatever, the shit that I usually wear. And I'm walking up my street, crossing the main road that my street runs across. And I look over to the left and I see her shoes. She has these white Jordan 4 cements on. They're very distinct. I can see them in my like peripheral. I see them and I see her holding hands with someone. And it has really long hair. And I was like, oh, it's a girlfriend. They've been out all day, whatever. And they're walking to my apartment door. They get outside my apartment door. The light from my apartment illuminates both of them. I see it's not a woman. It's in fact a man.
It's a fucking movie.
And they're clutching hands. And then he's wearing, I lent her a backpack for the day. He's wearing my backpack.
Holy shit.
Timothy.
Wait, hold on. All right, rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
She's walking down your block.
Mm-hmm.
You walk past her because you're going to get the food.
I leave my building. I make a left to cross. Yeah. Can we just bleep my street names, please?
You don't need the street name. You make a left, cross the street.
I cross.
It's coming.
I cross. I'm going north.
Yeah.
She's walking west. So we're going like, she's coming this way. Yeah. I'm going this way.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
I see them. I stop on the median. Turn around. See the light from my apartment illuminates them, see him in my backpack, see her and him like clutching each other, holding hands, and then they start aggressively making out.
What the fuck?
Right outside my apartment. She has my keys in her hand. She has my keys in her hand. He's clutching my backpack like a toddler, sticking his fucking tongue down her throat. And she talk about moving the hair. She's moving his fucking hair from his face. So well, they can because it's wet out. It's raining, so you know.
Being polite,
it's wet out.
She's a caretaker.
Yeah, she was wet out. So anyway, any comments before we continue?
No,
I don't. Yeah, I don't have any.
Keep going.
All right, so this is great. So I see this. They do it, lean in, kiss. He's doing the like body language, rocking back and forth, like, "Come on, baby, I don't want this to end." And he like begrudgingly takes off my backpack, hands it to her, and she takes my keys, unlocks the door, and goes up to my apartment. And I'm like, all right.
So are you standing like on the corner like fucking Daredevil in Gotham?
I have my hood up. I'm on the median. It's dark out. It's raining.
In the rain?
It's really
so you're
hard
in the
to
median
see.
On the rain staring at the makeout.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
All right. How did you feel like in comparison to your New Year's Eve makeout to his makeout?
Oh, his meant something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, his meant
she looked much more into it.
Oh, way more into it.
Okay.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was elated.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think I will be happier this year.
Okay.
I think I peaked.
I'm sure you will.
I don't know, man. If you're hurt, you can say it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
So wait, no. It's a safe space. Okay, no, we're going to get to that. But I got, all right. So finishing, you're in the median. Drenched in rain.
I'm not all right. I dressed properly.
You didn't have an umbrella, did you?
I had an umbrella. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you had an umbrella.
He was thinking when he left his spot too. Like, damn, wish I had my backpack. This would have been easier.
Let's tell the truth. When you saw them kissing, did you hear rain on me? Yeah.
He was standing like Ashanti outside the house with the umbrella.
Ja Rule and Mary J. Blige just started playing. All of these rainy days.
All right, so what happens from there?
So I go up a few blocks to pick up my food. Yeah. I walk back to my apartment. I call a friend in the meantime, and I tell him the entire story about what happened. And I was so happy. I was like, hey, man, like, you have no idea what just happened. And I catch him up to speed. And then I was like, I had my AirPod in. I was like, I'm going to go in and just blow this whole shit up. Do you want to stay on the phone? I think it'd be really funny if I had like a witness for this. Mm-hmm. And he was like, because he's in the entertainment space. He was like, I'm uncomfortable. He goes, I don't know if I want to listen in on this. And I was like, come on, man, just like stay in one ear just so you can hear what I say. He was like, no. So he hung up and I was like, eh, whatever.
This is fucked up. You hit me when you guys are playing chess.
Call Rory.
I would have put that shit on speaker and sat at the edge of my seat like this.
I should have hit Rory.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong friend. So
I might have drove to your crib. Like, yo, give me 15, 20 minutes. I'll be there.
Like, just stand outside.
So
keep standing on the median. I'm going to pick you up right there. I'll pick you up.
Give her time for your backpack to dry.
I'll pick you up.
Yeah, I'll pick you up on the median. Don't worry about it.
So I go into my apartment. And she's visibly drunk, sitting on the couch in the living room. And I walk in. And there's like an archway in my kitchen that looks right in the living room. And I stand in the archway and I was like, hey, how was your time with your girlfriends? And she was like, oh, like, it's crazy. My girlfriends actually were all busy, but I end up having a random girlfriend that I forgot lived in New York. And we hung out all day. And I was like, wow, it's incredible. Like, where does she live?
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. I was like, you spent 4 hours with her and you don't know where she lives?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever. And then she goes, well, how was your day? And I was like, I went to the gym, played basketball, waited for you to go to dinner. 4 hours later,
yeah,
doesn't matter. I picked up food. I'm cool. I was like, anyway, let's go back to your day. I was like, you know what's crazy? This is when I got really sarcastic. You know, this is my favorite kind of shit to do.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what's crazy? And at this point, I fill up a glass of red wine. I'm holding it. I'm so petty. I'm so petty.
Ooh, this nigga was hurt.
I love it. Yeah, he was definitely hurt.
You got to put red wine in the hole in his heart. He had to put that hole.
I promise you there
that
was
hole.
That
hole in his heart? He had to put some Cabernet in that shit. Yeah.
And you know... And you know he was taking the food out, slamming the microwave door. Your baked chicken's over here if you want it.
He was mad. He let it go all the way to zero. He was just looking at it,
swirling the cup.
Definitely swirling the
He's
shit.
Swirling
in
the shit. Yeah, yo.
Air food's out. Over here unless you already ate.
Yeah. All right, man. Go ahead.
This is exactly what I wanted.
Okay. So what's gonna be sick is at the end of the story. I'm sure he beat again.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did. Absolutely.
So I was like, oh, so back to your day. She tells me, you know, she met the girlfriend. I was like, cool. I was like, you know what's crazy? And she was like, what? And I was like, you know, when I was waiting for our reservation that was originally at 8 and then eventually 10 and then 10:30, you didn't show up. Not a big deal. I got food in my bag. My other bag. And I was just dropping like subtle lines. Oh, yeah. It brought me so much joy.
Yeah.
So, I was like, when I went outside, I saw you and who I thought was your girlfriend holding hands, walking towards my apartment. And I was like, correct me if I'm wrong. Cause you said you were out with a girlfriend.
Correct
and it's dark
me if I'm wrong.
Out.
You know, he heard if you say, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. I said, it's dark out. It was raining. My eyes might've lied to me. I saw you making out with a guy who had women like hair. Do you want to? And then her face sunk, just sunk. Like it's like when you got pulled over and she was just sobered up.
Yeah.
She had nothing to say. And I was like, all right, I'll take your silence as I'm right. So I continued. I was like, okay, so When I stood on the corner, I saw you two making out about 4 or 5 times. I was like, I also saw him clutching my backpack that I lent you for the day. I was like, you know what? I've been in that position before. I've been the guy that didn't want the night to end. You took a girl out on a great date. She tells you she has to go stay with her girlfriend for the final night of this. Because obviously I was the girlfriend in this story.
Oh, no. You both are the girlfriend.
No, we were both the women.
It's this devious bitch. Yeah. Men, we got to stick together because he was lied to as well. Yeah. We're not mad at him.
Yeah. I know her riz.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. I will say, though, out of everything that is disrespectful here, him having the backpack is the most disrespectful.
That is literally what bothered me the most is that fucking guy holding, clutching my Lululemon backpack.
Yeah.
Your Lululemon backpack?
Don't let nobody clutch the Lululemon.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, you piece
both
of shit.
Both gripped up, both hands.
Yeah. Where has his hands been?
Pansy.
Damn, Fabio. Yeah.
In her.
So I said, look, I've been that man. I've been in the position where you had a great night. He probably took you out to dinner.
Yeah, he did.
They had ice cream. She had ice cream in my freezer that I found later afterwards.
Mm-hmm. She brought the ice cream.
It gets better. They had a full date with this guy. So I was like, look, I don't want to be a cock block. Doesn't seem like he wanted your night to end. And it doesn't seem like you wanted your night to end with him either, based on how often you two are making out and based on your body language together.
That's right.
I was like, how about I do you both a favor?
Ooh.
I was like, how about you grab all of your stuff? And I point to my officer, all her shit sprawled out. And I said, you pack all that up and go to his for the rest of the night, for tonight. Just stay with him, because clearly you both didn't want this to end. And she tried to interject, and I was like, save it. Like, I'm good.
Well, what was her excuse?
A man saying, save it.
That's hurt ass shit.
Yo, that heart was hurt.
I promise I was not hurt. I was very happy.
He was definitely hurt.
I was very, extremely happy. So I said,
he probably texted his friend like, this ought to be good.
So I pointed to the office. I was like, pack all of your stuff and get out. And she tried to say something. And I forgot what I said.
Was,
but I remember
was JoJo
saying,
playing in the background?
I was like, I've been wanting my apartment to myself. Just take your stuff and go.
Yeah.
And again, it's 10 o'clock. It's raining. I live on a high walk up.
Yeah.
So I send her out my apartment. And then this is the most petty thing that I did.
Here we go.
While she's packing up and she's like doing her whole fucking thing, I turn on my Bluetooth and I played 2 songs.
Oh, he was hurt. Yeah. I don't even hear the song.
This is a really strong selection. When you put music on.
You made her a playlist.
Okay.
Yeah, turn on the
You want to guess the 2 songs I play? I'll give you the 2 artists.
Not JoJo, Leave, Get Up.
One was by The Weeknd, of course.
Oh.
And one was by Future.
I don't want to know.
No.
Future?
Damn.
Was it?
Future.
You guys know Future better than me.
I don't know.
I only know my collection.
Definitely not Wait For You.
I'll give like the first line. What does he say? I've been in the studio late working on residual. If we ever speak again, I'm just happy that I told the truth.
Yo, you was hurt as fuck.
For real.
I don't know that song.
My collection.
Okay.
Oh, I was right then.
Yeah.
And then what's the Weeknd song?
Heartless.
She was the heartless one, though.
Yeah, you played her shit.
Fuck. No,
she was in there jamming when you put that on.
So she
was packing her shit like, yeah, he hurt.
Matter of fact, you was mad for 3 days and then saw her making out and realized that she was the one and that you actually liked her.
I've never been happier.
So what was she saying through all this, though?
Yeah,
I didn't give her the opportunity to speak because I didn't care. I just wanted her to get the fuck out. I wanted her to get out of my apartment.
She could have went out player. All she had to do was, the moment you said that, is start laughing, pack her shit up, and go to a hotel. Like,
so I told her, I said, I'm assuming she stayed with the guy. I don't know where he lives or anything about this guy. I don't know. I hope he listens. That'd be cool. We're Eskimos. I know nothing about this guy, but she texted me. So do we want to do the text
air? I have to hear what she said. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
On Patreon, we'll get into some other details.
And happy 2023, everybody that's listening. I'm sorry that we're starting out here this week. Is?
Oh,
can I read it?
Pause. Yeah, can we have more read this?
I'll put it on the screen. I'll put it on the screen.
I'm never in my fucking life.
Nah, just give it.
What do you say, baby D? How you would handle
that's
this?
That's a Harry Potter novel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wearing the socks?
You are. There you go.
And then,
wait, she didn't go out player to you, though?
Just hold on my response.
She didn't say shit. He's over there playing hurt-ass Future. Don't she packed herself and left.
Bro,
just read that.
I would have been dying laughing and packing my bags. I'd have been dying laughing.
So this is what she says.
What's the date? Is this the next day? Or
this is
that
no,
night?
Wednesday. This is Wednesday.
Which is, she left my apartment on the...
Tuesday?
It was at least a full day after she left. Like, she didn't text me right away.
Yeah, so it's probably Wednesday, the next day. All right. She says, and I quote, hey,
Funny already.
I love the way she started it. Hey, I know you may not want to hear from me, but I feel really bad about how things played out. Overall, I just want to apologize for being disrespectful. Regardless of how I was feeling, I shouldn't have done things in that way. I'm sorry that you were at the front end of my lapse in judgment.
It's always a lapse in judgment with women.
Nah, man. Of course.
But men are pieces of shit, but women have lapse of judgment.
Yeah. Wait, let me read that.
It was my fault.
Is she in PR? Yeah.
I shouldn't have
done... No, she's a woman.
No, she's Colombian.
Every woman's in PR.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done things in that way. I'm sorry that you were at the front end of my lapse in judgment and shitty decisions. I tried not having many expectations before going into this weekend, but I couldn't help and be hopeful and thinking we'd have a great time getting to know each other, especially having this very unique shared experience. As the weekend progressed,
what was our unique shared experience?
Well, you met on Raya.
Movie, not knowing each other and spending 4 days together.
That's pretty unique.
Wait, but like, listen to this spin. How somehow this became my fault?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
I was gonna wait until your story was over to tell you how it's your fault. But it's your fault.
She said, "I felt you had little desire to get to know me, and some comments that were made pushed me into that feeling a bit more.
God,
my bad.
That last day we did separate things. I did have friends." Oh, that last day we did separate things.
Yeah.
I did have friends that wanted to meet up for drinks towards the end of the day. I wasn't being dishonest about that. I didn't do a good job.
Literally, you lied about that, but go ahead.
No, this is, I love this next
literal lie.
Yo, women,
it's literally a lie. I had friends. I didn't see them. I saw this other guy.
This next bar is crazy, though. I didn't do a good job at pacing myself, as you can probably tell from the lack of coherence via our text.
Mm.
It's not
so my tongue ended up in his mouth.
So basically, she was drunk.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
It is. You're using this as an excuse.
No, but it's not an excuse.
No, but that's the way women do it.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse, but I was drunk, so it's an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
I'm going to text the excuse and be like, but you know.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, I would not be too happy with how things transpired, but I feel it's worth explaining what led to that happening. I'm sorry about tainting this experience and leaving you with a sour taste in your mouth.
Yuck.
There is a bar between taint and sour taste.
You want to hear my response?
Yeah. Ready? You ready for his response?
Get well soon.
All right. Julia got some self-respect back in that one regard. I thought the future and weekend was a little too much, and he was a little sassy with the Cabernet. But yeah, get well soon.
Get well soon.
That's the title.
Oh, man. So
how is this his fault, though?
Yeah, please.
Baby D.
I housed her.
Oh, my God. What?
I housed her.
I cooked for her.
Yes, but you were miserable the whole time, and you think that she didn't
notice that? He baked salmon and put Italian herbs on it, Damaris.
And Brussels sprouts.
Do you think that she didn't notice that you didn't really fuck with her like that whole entire time? You're literally
This is my fault. She took a man to my apartment.
That's not what I'm not.
Gave him my backpack and made out with him, and that's my fault.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to pay for a dinner that night.
Mm-hmm.
After her having a day with her girlfriend, I was going to gladly take her out to a nice dinner.
Her day.
My fault.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Damaris. Yeah.
Can you answer my question?
I got to see how you spin this.
What was the question again?
Spin it. Please spin
it. Can you answer my question?
What's your question?
My question is, do you think that she didn't notice how annoyed you were by her and how much you did not fuck with her like that? Do you think that you are that
fucking
amazing? That is
me. I don't fuck with half of my family. Like, I'm just an agitated person.
Julian, I've seen you with girls that you like and you're not an asshole to them. I've seen you with a girl that you liked and you were you were fucking Bill Cosby before the pills.
You are not.
You were the sweetest guy. You were the sweetest fucking guy.
See?
That's crazy.
I told you I didn't do it.
Okay. All right.
You were the sweetest guy.
Damaris, listen to what you're saying. You're justifying her.
I'm not justifying.
You
all
are.
I asked you to do was
how
answer
is this my
question.
Fault?
You have not answered
regardless
my question
if I'm
yet.
Into you or not, but how is it acceptable for you to go on a whole nother fucking
Damaris,
date,
Damaris,
make out with someone and
talk
bring
to me
back to my apartment?
Right. And be clutching his Lulu.
Okay.
That's where the dish
that's where
let me answer.
I didn't say
that's
she was right. That's not what I said. I didn't say that she was right.
Damaris, let me answer for him. Yes, she could tell I was annoyed. I also planned a date for us that night well in advance.
Yeah. And invited
now,
him.
Now you tell me what he did wrong.
Did you want to go to dinner with her?
I scheduled 2 dinners.
He kept pushing the reservation.
I pushed the reservation. I was finding new restaurants. Like, I was home. I was home at 6. Dinner was at 8. 8 came. I'm
really
still out with my girlfriends.
Time.
Probably getting plowed. Okay, word. I'll find a new dinner reservation.
Meanwhile, how do we know that? How do we know she wasn't getting plowed?
Meanwhile, he was on the court just thinking about her with every jump shot.
Yeah, right.
This man stood on the median in the rain, Damaris, while the chicken was getting cold 2 blocks down.
First of all, she wasn't getting plowed. If she was getting plowed at his house, he would have sent her in an Uber home. He wouldn't have
not at
her
my home. House. The man she saw lives in New York.
Okay, he would have sent her an Uber home.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
They were walking in the rain. If they were fucking in a house and it's raining outside, he's not walking her to his house.
He must live very close to me.
Walking in the rain.
I think she had him meet her somewhere around by your house. It's mad shit that you do by your house.
I don't believe, because why would he be wearing my backpack? They were out walking and doing shit for a long time ago. This man was wearing my backpack.
You cannot let that go.
No, I'm just saying, if they're walking, if they're walking 2 blocks,
that's a disrespect.
If they're walking 2 blocks, she's not giving him a backpack to hold.
No, like, they
you're,
was, they
you're
was
going
walking.
On a walk. Yeah. If someone else is like holding your baggage.
They went to the fucking
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think that she got plowed.
They
I don't
definitely
think that
went to the
they fucked and then she walked.
No, they fucked
the
in the bathroom at the moment.
They were gone. Yeah. They were together for at least 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Because she said that none of the girls ended up being able to meet up. He left the crib 7 hours before.
I went to the gym at 11. She was already gone.
Long story short, I'm not standing up for her. She was wrong. She was. Wait, what I will say is she wasn't wrong.
She just
did something stupid.
She was wrong.
She did it stupid. I don't think she was her means of shelter during this trip.
This is where you have to just put Damaris in this situation. Because I know her too well.
Damaris is a dude. Stop for one second.
Damaris, at your crib, right? Say you and I'm staying at your spot, and I know how you think. So you think you're really housing me. Because I know how you think. I leave. We spend 4 days together. We fuck. We do all that. I come back to your crib, outside of it, carrying... A girl is carrying your shit,
Lululemon.
And I'm making out with her in front of your door.
With your keys in my hand. She has my keys like this, tonguing down this fucking guy while he's wearing my backpack. You're cool with that?
No, I'm not.
Damaris,
you would light that whole shit up.
One at a time. Y'all are not listening.
Okay, well, listen.
I did not say that you didn't have a reason to feel away. You have every reason to feel away. She's not wrong for making out with another guy. She's not wrong. She's single. You shouldn't have been housing a bitch you didn't know.
You shouldn't have been housing a bitch you didn't know. You don't know this bitch. She's not wrong. You don't know she's the type of bitch that will have a nigga walk her to her door.
We gotta stop with that. We have to stop with that just because you single shit.
Morally, she's wrong.
Yeah, she's moving nasty. I'm not saying she's not moving nasty.
Morally,
she's not wrong.
But she's not wrong.
But he's not mad at her because they were in a relationship.
No.
Whole I was single shit, yeah, people just throw in when it doesn't even matter to the situation. Yeah, you're single. Nobody's saying you can't make out with another dude. But look how you move and look how you're doing it. Look, you coming to my house with this dude.
You committed to a trip to stay with me. Regardless of how we felt about each other during this whole thing, we committed to each other for these 4 fucking nights.
This man took a commitment on New Year's Eve.
You have any idea
that no other man would dare
any idea how difficult it was for me to not see
anyone
else.
This man walked sands that nobody would walk. I don't know anybody that meets a girl on social media and stays with her for the new year.
I don't know one man that has waited at baggage claim at Amtrak.
This man waited an hour and a half for something he didn't even know existed at Amtrak. He's a fucking hero.
He housed the bitch for 4 days that checked the bag on Amtrak
kicked her out.
Somehow, like, y'all are mad. What do you expect of her?
We didn't expect anything. How is she single?
You're fucking committing to this trip. You committed to this. You are doing this with me, together with me.
Yeah.
That's like me. If I bring her over, she walks in because she had my spare key. If she comes in and I'm fucking a girl in my room, be like, oh, but I live in New York. I'm single. This is my hill. Like, that's fucking insane.
Why that accent? Damaris, I could be nitpicking here. If she would have left his crib that morning with all her stuff, went to a hotel.
She could fuck anyone on earth.
Who cares?
But I agree.
You're not coming back to my crib with my shit and my keys.
Yeah, don't bring them back to the. Don't bring them
my
to the
fucking
crib.
House.
You're not to my motherfucking front door.
Take you out to dinner.
You could have tongue that nigga down on Broadway.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't bring that nigga to my building, dog.
Don't bring that nigga.
You tongue him down on the back blocks.
I agree with you. That's why I said she moved nasty. The only thing I said was she wrong for what? I think she should have done it morally. She was wrong. Everybody has been with like, oh, you staying with this person. All right, I'm in this city. I need something to do. I'm supposed to be going to link up with my friends. My friends canceling me. Fuck. Let me call this other
that
one.
That was all
I got.
Her friend. There was never friends.
Because
those friends she was going to stay with, she never saw them. It was just me. I was the friend.
She started the trip with, hey, for the next 4 days, none of my friends can see me.
Yeah. It was, I'm going to stay with my friends. oh, I can't stay with them.
Can it was
I
stay that with, dude that she probably couldn't stay with.
Can I stay with you for...
He was late getting back to New York. Yep. He was right, really exactly. somewhere else with another chick for the New Year.
Yes.
He got back into New York, hooked up with her on her last day here. And
she got a text that morning. Yo, you still in NY? ? Hey, just got in. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Big facts.
And then you know what she did was take a longer shower.
And she said, I got to
Julian scent off of her.
I got to work and spend a girl of the day with my girl.
Wash that Italian salmon off her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had to flush the Italian salmon.
Brussels sprouts.
I was just playing devil's advocate. She was. She moved nasty. Tripping, that was nasty. Right?
She moved nasty.
She was tripping. Moving nasty.
She's a dog.
She should have just stayed. But this is the thing, though. If you're going to move like that, like if you a bitch that need housing, you need to move better, bro.
That nigga had long
hair. If you a bitch that got a hotel, dude,
yeah, she fucked up heavy, too.
If she had a hotel, dude, that's you. You are single and you can do whatever you want. I hope you do it safely, but you could do what you want.
If she said to me, hey, and I totally would have been fine with this, again, circumstances, just be honest. You don't even tell me who you're staying with. If she said to me, hey, I'm going to spend the first three nights with you. I'm going to be here for a fourth night, but I'm going to stay with my girlfriends because, if the girlfriends were the guy and in his story, I was the girl, cool.
Yeah.
Piece it up. Yeah. Do your thing. Like, hey, we had our time together. You want to spend it with your girlfriends the last night? Go do that. Not a problem.
For
don't
sure.
bring that shit to my fucking apartment and let me see it happen.
Yeah, that was matter of fact, she could have said, I want to go
what I will say, again, playing devil's advocate, I really sincerely think that like you said she was drunk and she was fucked up. I don't think that she was thinking when she did that dumb shit.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that, baby. In 2023.
I'm done with that shit.
We're not doing it.
I was drunk and not thinking.
I'm tired of bitches getting drunk. I don't even remember, bitch, you knew how to get back to my crib.
Yeah. And you only been there for 3 days. Yeah.
Somehow, you remember to get back to my house,
you
right?
You said you have a walk-up, and we won't say the neighborhood. You have a walk-up, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that door with that key, sometimes you got to jiggle it a little bit.
It's a double door, bro. It's not the easiest door to get into.
Exactly.
She what she was doing.
Yeah,
she remembered exactly 100%. How to get in that door.
Yeah, of course she did.
100%.
Does your living room look out into onto the street?
Yeah, I got corner views.
Nice.
Damn, she was really. She was really.
By the way,
she's a dog.
By the way,
she's a dog.
I mean, I respect how bold she is.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah,
I like her.
Insane.
Well, Meg,
I like saying it.
She got front of your big door? Fucking cojones.
God damn,
it takes a lot of balls to do what she did.
I mean it. I mean, I hope.
No,
nah,
she. Listen, I think.
Wish her the best.
I think that we should keep her around, though. I think I like.
I also think that, like, let's be real, like Julian, like. You deserve stuff like you're an asshole. What?
No, but all right.
Not like that. But listen, like Julian's done shit like that to people.
That's your karma.
Don't.
You
do
never
stuff
did
like
no
that.
Fucked up shit to a girl before. That's some wild shit. I was fucking
if
drunk.
We're
high,
committed.
Whatever.
If we're committed and if we're in a thing, I'm not going to go out of my way to go fuck
committed.
Or see someone. Like it, again, like right. we're Rory's
committed.
Saying,
right, so committed. Like committed is a bit aggressive of a word. But let's say we have an understanding.
Julian is saying that. Julian is saying that they both committed to the 4 days with each other. That was the plan from jump. And it was like, all right, cool. He made plans on the last night to try to be a nice guy, show a nice gesture. I'm gonna
regardless of how I felt, because I made it pretty clear, I was pretty over the whole the situation.
And that's what Damaris is saying. Damaris is saying that she picked up
I'll
on your energy.
I'll suck up my fucking pride. And was I committed to it. I'll power through it, and we'll go on this dinner. We'll do the last night thing together.
Yeah,
but I was committed to it.
I feel like you fucked her, and she could tell that after you fucked her, you ain't like her like that. So she went to
she went and fucked someone else.
She went to go get her ego boosted up. I'm not saying it's right. She's dead ass. I'm not saying
that's what y'all do.
Women do that.
I mean, yeah.
Men do that shit too. Humans do that.
We all do that shit.
Humans do that. Your ego get hurt and you feel
it. Humans. Nah, humans do that.
We can't put Baisley in there. Yeah,
yeah, nah, Baisley. Yeah. I don't think Baisley would ever.
No, you get your ego hurt and you need somebody to rub your ego.
The biggest hoe in this whole room.
You don't do that.
Don't do that to my niece, girl.
Oh, man. You're listening.
Some
Julie,
nieces are hoes.
All,
you just
have
to accept it.
I want
to
say, I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
I don't apologize.
No, I'm not. Just listen. Okay. Just follow me, here, man. You're my guy. I got
follow
you.
Follow me.
Just follow
all right.
Me. I'm sorry you had to start your year.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a victim.
Hold
yeah.
on. To Damaris's point, because I agree, men do this ego thing as well.
Yeah.
Once she left, what time was it?
You know he called somebody. You know he did.
When she left, it was a pretty quick play. I didn't give her much time to say anything. So she left within a half hour.
I'm saying, what time was it at night?
Probably around 11:30.
That's enough time.
So
to
you
call
had time
someone.
To call somebody.
So you call someone else?
I just really wanted a night alone in my apartment.
Oh, this nigga
he was
hurt.
He was so hurt.
I was
so
not hurt.
Hurt.
I called.
When you want to be alone after some shit like that,
if you're
that nigga had Bobby Blue Bland playing in the back.
He texted his mom and said, I just want to unwind.
Yo. I play Hey Sleeping
you know,
Alone.
He texted his mom and said, you know, I think 2023 is all about me finding myself.
2020 me.
Get the fuck
2020
out.
2020 me.
Get the fuck
out. It was 2020 me. But Julie.
I just think finally this year, I'm going to put myself first.
Yo! See, that's what you get. Now that we got that out the way, now we got to be real friends here.
What do I get?
That's what you get for meeting women on social media. Uh-huh. Your little nasty, horny ass.
It's a trying dating to play.
Nah, fuck that.
Four
and having them come
crazy
stay with
four
you
days
for fucking
four,
New Year's.
That's your fault, man.
That's where you went wrong. It was too many days.
And you are far from broke. You could have got her a hotel.
You could have.
Why would I get her a hotel? What are you talking
for
about?
For safety reasons. You got to get to know her for at least 2 days.
No, because you like your fucking privacy. That's why you could have got her.
That's true.
I mean, lesson learned. Right. Like, if we end up doing another distance thing, it's 2 nights. I have a friend that does flyouts pretty regularly.
Let's do it again.
Look, I'm willing to try with someone else. 2 nights max.
He's a hopeless romantic.
Yo, for real.
2 nights max.
Listen, man, I'm just happy that you're safe.
Yeah, we're.
I'm happy that the young lady had
safe
a great
too.
Time. She had an amazing time for New Year. She came in with a bang, two of them.
Came.
Yo.
Bang, bang.
Yo.
She had two bangs for New Year.
I just want to know, though.
2023 is crazy.
Why? I understand your silence on the entire thing afterwards.
Your silence.
You got to stand your ground as a man.
His heart. I'm telling you. I know that hole.
You guys think
hole.
I'm hurt. You got but, me fucked up.
Not that you were hurt.
Your ego
but it burned
hurt.
A little bit.
It did. I swear.
Your ego wasn't hit.
Julian.
My ego would be hit. My ego would be hit.
Fuck these cameras and this mic. You talking to me.
I'll turn it off.
You seen that Lululemon bag?
Bro,
your fucking
there's
ego
no
hurt.
Way.
Guys, I didn't care.
Listen, I know what you
I know,
mean,
but
I didn't care.
Caring and your ego being hurt are two totally different things.
Two different things.
You cannot give a fuck about a bitch,
your
but
ego
you
could
be like,
hurt,
oh,
but
like,
I could be like, it could be a very narcissistic
ego?
Feeling. Who does she think she's talking to that she can do this type of shit?
The ego?
I don't care about her, but who does she think she's talking to?
This bitch got me fucked up.
Exactly.
The ego for her to bring another man to your doorstep.
That's crazy.
Your book bag
with his lipstick,
that's a blow to your
chapstick
ego, bro.
In it.
With your keys,
that's a blow to
with
your
his
ego.
Chapstick in it.
Because if she felt like you was a
bag?
Shooter, she wouldn't have did that.
All her shit that she was working for the day, so she had her laptop, all her fucking her
oh,
makeup.
Oh, they made an OnlyFans
she had to
video.
Get beat to the gods for him.
No, they made an OnlyFans
beat
video.
To the gods,
probably.
For him.
Yeah, they made an OnlyFans
Yo,
video.
Luckily, that was a Lululemon bag. Because if that was a JanSport, I would have sold it. No, you can keep the bag.
Yeah, Lulu, she got
that. She went his now.
Well, I emptied the bag out of my living room and just put all her shit. I was like, just.
Did you find a strand of his hair on it?
Wait, how did you empty your shit though? Did you just turn the bag over,
nah,
or did you take
I wasn't
stuff
mean
out?
About it, I was nice. I put it all on my couch. All
right, cool.
Here's the thing:
you can't
what
just dump a shit on the floor?
What if she couldn't go to that dude's crib?
I don't care.
No, I know that.
Yes, he does.
I just want to know like what she was thinking, because maybe they didn't go back to his crib because she couldn't.
Well,
because
he probably has to
there was back. Another girl there.
Yeah.
So they were both doing their shit and walked it
was
back.
Was he black?
Nah, big white guy.
Of course.
Big white guy.
Big white guy. Looked like he's like a hockey guy. I think he was like a DJ.
Oh, Eden. Come on.
Sorry.
Long hair.
Sorry,
who was
sorry,
it?
Sorry.
Long hair, big
it was
white
Eden
guy.
With a wig.
Yeah, at the DJ.
Yeah, it was me with
the
wig.
Okay.
You were cuddled up with Flex that night.
Well clearly she was
Oh, that's
broke.
Why you ain't go snatch that Lululemon bag.
Can we FaceTime her?
I fucking dare
I'll give
dare
you her number. You can. I don't want to talk. I don't want to.
Like, I want
that.
I
all right, that we should save for Patreon.
That's going to pay. I'm FaceTiming her.
Let's do that. We will FaceTime.
I'm FaceTiming her.
And if she don't answer on that number, we got my phone here. We're going to do
oh, no,
that
she's
till
gonna
she
answer
picks
somebody's
up.
FaceTime.
I'll do it. You want me to do it?
Oh, you horny motherfucker.
We'll save it.
Why? What the fuck? Why?
Jump.
How does that make me
number?
Horny?
He needs papers. He
yeah, man.
And you know,
come
Ed's going
to
start with like, all right, so where does he DJ at? Like, can I get a gig?
Yeah, like, so the guy you were kissing, like, does he have a spot on the set for
yeah,
me
does he
what?
Need an opener?
Does he need an intern?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to get
oh,
to that
man.
Later.
That was great. So, yeah, that was your New Year's, man. Sorry
anyway, I'm
that
single,
you brought in.
I'm still single.
Still single, Julian.
Killing it.
If Julian decides to have you come stay with him, just remember, drop the guy down on Broadway. Don't bring him to the door because things will go left.
Or just lie better.
Just lie better.
You can lie.
That's another thing, too,
just
that,
be a good
that
liar.
Hurts my ego, even if I don't care. Like, you wouldn't lie better for me?
That, right?
You didn't pull out your best.
Like, you think I'm
me?
That dumb?
That was a little sloppy.
Circumstantially,
that was a little. She should have been
pitch
more player.
Black. It's raining. The odds of me ordering food and timing it to go out.
That's
my
what
apartment.
I'm saying. Like, she was sloppy, but
those
were some
circumstances.
Some crazy
had to,
odds.
Had to align perfectly for me to catch them the minute I left my apartment. Had
you know
had
what you
gotta
do?
That was fake.
Had I left my apartment 30 seconds later, we would have met at the door. Like, I would have been opening the door to leave as she was making out with him.
Yeah.
And I would have had to, like, walk around that. Like, it was. Everything was so close to it just blowing up.
See, so let me help you. Moving forward, this is what you got to do. When you have a girl come stay with you for the first time, you have to let her see you cleaning your gun.
This is weird, though, because you're way more mature than me. Because if I saw what I thought was her and her homegirl, especially
approached?
Holding hands.
Would you have approached?
Yeah, because I'm silly.
But
also goose
funny,
yeah,
funny
I would have, like, pretend to rob them. I would have done, like, a joke. Yeah. So
here's my question, because
I'd have walked up to, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
And, like... voice cracking.
What the fuck are you, man? You had to act like you cared. You know what I'm saying? And then be like, yo, nah, that's my
I thought
bad.
You fucking loved me.
The kids are upstairs sleeping. You got to put extras on it. You know what I'm saying? At that point, you got to just perform. Like, all right.
I want to know, because I wanted to ask you guys, because when it was, I had that brief minute of this might be a girlfriend, saw that they were making out, and then I had the split decision because they were outside for at least 2 minutes making out. I could have approached them and blown the whole thing up outside and then have gotten my food and gone about it. What would you guys have done, what I've done, and waited to go approach her afterwards, or would you just put them both?
Once I realized it was a guy and not her girlfriend,
yeah, would you put
I
them,
still would have approached it.
I said I would have approached it if I had a friend there because I would want like a witness or a homie to be with me on the approach. I didn't give a fuck about the guy. I wanted to kind of leave him out of it.
I believe
really
you.
Care. He's just being a guy.
No, that's why I said you had to fuck with him and make him kind of like nervous.
No,
like,
all right. If it was a girl that I like cared about and was dating, no, I may not approach because I would be nervous what I would do. If it was that situation, I would approach because I don't care and I would make the situation funny.
Rory is just like,
well, I'm
up.
Fucking.
Y'all had a good. What's up?
This podcast is jokey jokes.
No, but you
I'm crazy. You know
but
that, right?
You can't, but yeah, but you. Can't.
I'm not saying I would have been. I would have been the winner. I'm crazy though.
Never. It never.
But you
came
can't
across
do nothing
mind.
To the guy.
It I, never came I, across know, my mind crazy. To do anything to the guy.
Yeah,
I don't
you
care about
you
him.
Cannot,
yeah.
You cannot do nothing.
Well,
to
well, not.
You keep talking to Rory like Rory has common sense. He doesn't have common sense.
If it's someone I care about,
you're trying to
no. But that's what I'm saying. But you. But
of course you're never mad at the guy. The guy didn't do anything.
He don't know nothing about nothing. This guy. He doesn't know shit. He don't know who's upstairs. He don't.
Trying to get my
like
seconds.
You said, it was a girlfriend upstairs for all he know.
Okay, but
Shorty was playing, you know what I mean? Both of these dudes. Like, she's right, having if, a ball in New York.
But if it's this door.
Two of them. No.
Four balls.
Yeah. Well, five. The ball that
the ball that dropped in.
The ball that dropped in.
Yeah. But if it's this door at my crib, it's my property. Mm. I was terrified.
Oh, yeah, I was.
So I killed him.
Yeah, but he was white. I would have gotten locked up.
Yeah, for that sure.
Oh, yeah.
God, for sure.
Yeah.
For
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Speaking of white, Dana White slapped the shit out of his wife.
That's not. That's
a terrible segue.
You can't. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. You know,
yeah.
Sorry. All right. I'm just, I'll pray for you, Julian.
Well, I think if you would have hit him, it would have been like you standing up for the Taliban with Prince Harry killing 25. You had to get one back.
We'll get it. Because
he sounds
too.
A little bit like Prince Harry with, you know, the hair and big white guy.
I just want to say that I think that you handled the situation well.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm sorry that's how you had to start your new year with like drama lies and
deception.
You know, infidelities and deception and Decepticons and all that other shit.
Did you get
Decepticons?
Tested?
But I do implore you to go get tested.
Yeah.
I got tested this week.
Good.
Okay, cool.
Clean
good
pipes.
Job.
Really got to wait.
Clean.
Oh,
gotta wait.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's the most trying part of it. Well, hopefully you're okay. You're clean. but we are gonna FaceTime her. Because I would
on
like
Patreon. We have to.
I would love to give her a piece of my mind of what she did to my friend.
Yeah.
And can we like pretend like I'm mad?
Mom's gonna call her and be player.
Nah. We're not pretending.
No, not mad. Too. Like I you mean, like you were really hurt.
She'll come back. She'll probably stay with the team.
Stay with the team.
Cool.
She's staying with Maul.
Staying with Maul.
She got her back.
Yeah, not staying with me.
She moves around. Damn well she ain't staying with me. After what she did to this nigga. No, you get hotel sex, lady.
She's bringing all the strangers to my address.
You're a sex worker is what you are. Like, you stay at a hotel.
All right, y'all are dragging it.
We got to have fun with it. She brought a dude to his door. That's crazy.
His bag.
Not saying he didn't say he caught her, like, when he walked six blocks down and saw them at a diner. Like, she was in front of his door.
With his bag on.
With his Lulu bag on.
Mm.
That's sick.
How old is she?
I think she's 27. She's an adult.
That's an adult.
Yeah,
that's an adult.
That's 22-year-old work. Like, that's 21, 22-year-old work.
I ain't gonna lie. She's
her.
Trifling.
Well, how is she? She's not close to sex worker?
No.
Not even a little bit? She did it for lodging.
Mm.
No, because it wasn't agreed upon.
Yeah, that was a contract she signed. Yeah. He said that you could stay with me for 4 days. Mm. So now she knew she has...
She breached the contract.
She has room and board.
She breached
right?
the contract. Yeah.
There was goods served. Like, to me, that's close to sex worker.
Close.
Okay.
She might
service and goods were exchanged.
She might be able to file on taxes.
He's the service and goods.
Maybe.
She could write off the train ticket.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that on that young lady.
But, I mean, hopefully.
It's kind of funny to put it on her, though.
Hopefully you had a good time.
Yeah, because I didn't do anything, so.
What was the sex good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. Then.
Was it worse?
I feel like your energy would be different had she not did what she did.
Of course.
Had she not did what she did, we probably wouldn't have spent 20 minutes on this story.
More like an hour. But
of course it would have been different.
The story is an hour.
Of course it would have been different. But that was the whole thing of it. Like, it turned all the way. She brought a dude to my house.
Yeah, we can't talk about the hypothetical. She never did that, but she did do it. Let's talk about what she did.
But besides that, everything other than that
It was great.
You felt like she was cool. Would it have been another flyout if that didn't happen?
No.
If that didn't happen?
No.
Really?
No.
I believe that. Okay,
so you didn't like her?
It was four. It's just a lot of time. He doesn't like any of them. Like if I go.
No, she didn't have to come back out for 4 days. I'm just saying, would you have linked like up with her again? Like,
what if she would have just texted you like, yo, I'm in New York tonight.
Chaff
at midnight.
Right.
Was good.
Depends what
you guys had your first kiss.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't really.
So you didn't like her.
You wasn't feeling it like that.
You don't like anybody, bro.
Nah, he likes. Are you kidding me? He likes some people. He likes some people.
Look at him.
He does.
Look how quiet he got.
Everybody does.
I would like to have the dude on this podcast.
I would love to find out who the guy is.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I'm not.
Hey, if you're a 6'2"?
He's a pretty big guy. He's like 6'1".
DJ. 6'2".
Might be a DJ.
Long blonde hair.
Why do you keep saying he might be a DJ? Where did you?
Because I think I found his Instagram, but I'm not sure.
Oh. He was hurt as fuck.
Yo, exactly.
I don't believe a word you're saying, Sensen. You found his IG. Everything I was defending you, I'm no longer defending.
No.
You was hurt as fuck.
It was by way of a friend when I called to him.
Yeah, all right.
It was a whole. I'm telling you, it's like a whole thing. It's not.
Bleep out his IG. Just say it to me.
I don't know it.
No.
I don't know it.
Think you have his Instagram?
I don't know it.
Did you find it in her like?
Yeah.
Followers?
I can't remember what the.
But that's a natural thing. That has to hurt if a girl's staying with you and then you see her tongue in another dude down. That just has to hurt.
It don't hurt, but it was just like, ugh.
Because it's like you using me just to stay at my house and like you out here sucking dick.
Nah, even though
you
it didn't wasn't see even
sucking dick. You out here sucking dick.
It really wasn't that. It was the fact that like she's on my couch like all barefoot and like cozied up and shit and then expecting me to take her out to dinner. Like that's what fucked up. Like,
no, I'm with you.
No, that's what bothered me.
Yeah, no, because his energy was like, he felt like we were like going.
Yeah, you're here.
Like everything's like, oh,
Julian, I have the same jersey on, bro. Yeah. Pass me the ball. I'm on your team here.
Yeah, that's what bothered me. Like,
I just think you searching for the IG was like when J.R. Smith called the timeout. We on the same team. Yeah, but like, yo, what you doing, bro?
That kind of hurt us. That might have hurt us. Like, don't look for the dude's IG. Don't do that. Keep it player. Get well soon was great. I think that was a great way to just be like, yo, you know, get well soon.
Did you think about coming to him as a man?
No, I don't.
I think you missed a golden opportunity to show out in front of your building, though. I would have been.
But there
out
was there. No, there was nobody there. Like I would have just done it for me.
And yeah, that's what this is about for
it's
you.
Not really a. It's not.
I would have. The kids are upstairs sleeping, and this is what you're out here doing.
It's true.
I can't believe
you got to go into it. You got to lean because you're not. You don't care about the situation.
You not really.
I should have been like, hold my pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
That's your bike?
Bikes.
Bikes.
You out here with bikes. Damn, man. Well, you know, hopefully she's happy. Hopefully you're happy.
She doesn't give a fuck either.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Well, yeah, she does. I don't think she gives a fuck.
Nah, she typed that message was long as fuck. She gives a fuck.
She don't
care. I think she
cared about covering herself because she knew I was going to come on here and talk about
it. Yeah.
No, I think she really liked Julian worse. And Julian hurt her feelings and she did some.
Yomi, what is your take on all of this? Do you think that she was wrong? Nasty about it.
Say it
right?
In the mic, please.
I think she was nasty about it.
She was nasty about it.
That he's just trying to get more people to agree with him.
I wouldn't do that to anyone. Just saying.
Damaris would have started crying if you walked up on her and another nigga kissing like.
Nah, I laugh in really inappropriate. I would have laughed.
Cried.
You are lying, to me. Bro. I would have
laughed. Damaris would have cried.
Y'all don't understand.
Damaris would be like, you don't understand me. You don't listen to me.
No, because when you call,
you don't
like
see
that,
me,
bro. When you
women say that, it's over.
When women say you don't see them, bitch, I see you. I can see another nigga.
When you're caught like that, like red-handed, and you know it's over, all you gotta do, like, you gotta laugh, bro. You're caught. Like, there's nothing you could do. All that.
Well, that's why I didn't
shit.
Give her a chance to respond, because I just, and no matter what she said.
Because the moment you said that, my jaw would have been like, oh shit. Like, no,
I was fucking with a chicken. I called the same thing I told you about, and that was her thing. Like, you don't understand. I'm like, I don't understand. Oh,
nah, she.
Well, wait, didn't she pull up to your crib too?
No, hell, my crib? No.
Didn't you catch a girl in the car going to your crib?
Was that her crib?
Okay.
Never my crib.
Got you. Okay.
Can't never pull up to my crib like that. You crazy?
Yes. No. Nuts.
Yeah. Did you take a picture or video?
You video everything else.
Yeah.
I mean,
you video
everything
else. Manager at
this fucking
time.
There, I would have.
No, you should have videoed it for our socials. So we tell this story and then we post the video of them outside.
That's it.
You put all our shit out there.
You missed a golden opportunity to bring this story full fledged circle. Just close this whole thing out, and we would have had great footage. For our loving,
he could. He was holding his tears back. That's
his hand was shaking.
He couldn't.
Hey, he couldn't take the picture. Look at this shit, man.
When I heard him hyperventilating on the video,
see how he kissing this nigga,
sound
man.
Sound like Adam breathing.
This nigga got Garnier Fructis in his hand, shit, man.
Garnier Fructis.
Damn, dog. That's a hell of a way to start your year. Great, it's going to be a great year for you. I feel
I think so. Well, it's only up from here.
It can get worse, but relationship-wise, feel good.
Okay.
Got to be uphill from here.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Well, you know, I don't think that was the craziest thing that happened during our break.
What was the craziest thing?
You know how you said you opened your phone one time and saw something and then closed it?
Yeah.
I did the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I saw was Eden and Funk Flex sitting with their legs open, congratulating one another.
We weren't even congratulating them.
Two men sitting with their legs open congratulating each other.
That's what y'all... Like, what his legs crossed.
We don't congratulate each other.
So Flex posts a picture. Well, I'm sorry. Eden reposted it. That's why I clicked it.
Okay.
I shared it.
I have nothing against Flex. I just don't follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this photo and I'm like, oh, Flex posted this. I thought maybe the intern that Flex was talking about posted this photo.
Mm.
I come to find out off the caption, Eden is the intern, and Funk Flex says, and I'm going to say it in a much calmer and regular voice than what this caption probably
was. Well, it's in all caps, really was, you should say it like Flex.
Well, you know Flex was yelling.
Well, all right, hold on, let me...
I'm looking for a new intern shooter, editors with amazing turnaround time. Travels alone, B-Bye, don't come with the funny shit. By my side... with celebrities and will receive recognition publicly for their work. This is great for your get your resume game up.
We so digital.
DM me Funk Flex right now if you can shoot, edit, and DJ.
For free.
Fuck you for that. That's great.
Oh, please read the second paragraph.
This is what I love about this post. So Funk Flex, shout out to the legend Funk Flex. He posted a picture with himself and Eden, and the caption reads, "My first intern. We have about 15 more we narrowed it to." So, Eden, it's 15 people behind you, buddy. So,
as
soon as you slip up, your ass is out of there.
For sure.
That's fine.
Funk Flex, not a Hot 97 intern. This is a Funk Flex intern. Ooh. You're working for Flex, not Hot 97.
Exactly. No, you're not working.
Thank you, Eden. Already made a lot of money daily. Making a lot of money daily. You're making a lot of money out here.
You guys
here.
Pay me well. Thank you.
But he feels he's ready to try some new things.
For free.
For free.
For free. Yeah.
He's a shooter, editor, and DJ for free. For Are free. You a
wait,
shooter?
Wait. He put, okay, sorry. I thought he said he's a shooter, editor, and DJ and put a question mark.
Well, I just think it's a little fucked up that he described what Eden does. He's a shooter, editor, and DJ. And then below says, "Are you a shooter, editor, and DJ? Question mark. What's DM that? Me." Just replace him?
I'm first of many.
Eden.
Hi.
Well, congrats on your intern with Funk Flex.
Thank you.
Legendary DJ, radio personality
from the
New
Bronx.
York City, absolutely.
How did this come about?
Into the contest?
No.
Well,
people tagged me on this that I didn't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm up editing your show, mm-hmm. and
that you get paid for.
That I get paid for very well.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily.
Job. Very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this job. And
it loves you.
Yeah. Well, Rory doesn't love me.
Yeah.
It's a more internal thing.
That's fine. Ew. Oh. Anyways. So, I get a DM at 3 a.m. from Flex himself, asking me what I do.
Say you up?
Yeah, and then he asked for my number, and I gave him the number, and he called me at 3 a.m. And next thing I know, I'm at lobby. I'm in all fours. I'm in lobby on Saturday.
You were in his lobby?
No, I'm in lobby in New Jersey.
Did he lend you his backpack?
No, definitely not.
Does your girl know about this?
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Well, you'll be carrying his backpack pretty soon.
Which is fine.
That's great.
Which is fine. I don't care. For this whole experience, I mean, I'm cool with the fact that of learning how to, well,
no,
just
this
kinda shadow
no, this
him,
is,
you know?
All jokes aside, this is Flex.
Yeah.
This is like, you know,
so legendary. I'm excited for that part. And then in exchange, I'm doing video shit for it.
Dope, man.
I don't care about the free aspect.
Do you
people
think
were
you
pissed
have-
about that.
Yeah,
people were fucking pissed about the intern free work shit.
Well, I'm still old school because interning was very valuable to me. So
yeah.
I'm not one of the these young arrogant
than
kids.
A great
that,
intern, a great intern. Oh,
I know a lot of young kids think that they should get 100K the moment they turn 21.
Yeah, no.
To be a CEO of
I definitely
a company.
Feel that.
Yeah.
So I think that is great that you are interning.
Yeah.
I just want to know: do you have the bandwidth to be with Mr. Digital himself, Mr. Mm-hmm. Sexual Chocolate, as he refers to himself as?
Yes.
To do that as well as all the stuff that we have going on and that you have going on as well.
Yeah. Mm. So I told him my biggest compromise was that if you want this free work, and he could say it himself too, is that because it's free work, I need to work with a proper schedule. Mm. I have a schedule. I work with y'all Mondays and Thursdays and even extra days, mm-hmm. especially with editing for doing shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could do that, but I'm not fucking my bills up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you valuable work, pause for Julian's sake,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, show you that I'm valuable. I'm the first one, mm. and I'm a great example.
Do you think maybe he got
you are a great example.
Confused you. With DJ Juanito?
That's I heard this earlier. Well, maybe I feel like he did maybe call me Juanito at one point.
So are you going to be the intern? Or he says, because it says we have about.
Well, I was already
more.
At the station learning how to like set the backups and all that stuff up, programming, etc. So.
Oh, so you're in?
Yeah,
you're in.
Well, not, look, I mean, you can't tell by the flick.
Yeah, you're in.
No, I don't. Yes. Yo, the idea of battling 15 other people is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, would flex be like, yo, DJ, right now, all of
sure.
Who so, asked who to
what's
flick
the first record you playing?
He asked me to do this.
Okay,
I was actually. I mean, he knows what I want. I appreciate this. This is a good cosign. I know what it is.
You say he knows what?
What I want.
Mm.
Yo.
Is that crazy? I mean, all, right. Weird, all right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, also, give, I didn't like...
He knows what I want.
I think you were picked as the first intern for a reason. Like,
hell yeah.
Don't disrespect yourself. You have a little bit of clout in your space, too. So there's a specific reason why he picked you and specifically why he wanted to get a picture as well.
Well, that's why I want to ask. At 3 a.m. Like, I could
He was lonely.
And I'm sure this will come off as hating. I promise you it's not. Anytime you have to say that before, it's probably hating.
It probably is.
It's definitely
it's really, hate. It's really not hate. I do know, despite all that other shit with Flex, Flex is a fucking legend and a staple of my life. Who do you think benefits more between this relationship? Funk Flex or Eden?
Okay, good question.
Who do I think benefits from this?
From this more. I think it's an easy fucking answer.
You think Flex benefits from this?
100%. Are you crazy?
That's what
explain
I said.
How.
That's what I said.
Based off even down to what he put here, he's a shooter, editor, DJ. Eden is in so many different, I guess you could call them different cultures, but he's in podcasting. He's in actual fucking video. He's actually in editing. He's actually DJing fucking in Dykeman on New Year's Eve. Like, he's not just some kid that was like, I got some CDJs. Like, he's in this shit.
He
understands. I know Flex is so digital. He made an app one time. Eden totally understands even social media, how to cut things up to that. Like,
yeah.
This is a benefit to Flex.
He's complimenting.
Don't record your.
He's
complimenting.
Bro, it's on film. Why are you recording it?
Yeah, you're recording it. I take it all back. Never mind.
Yeah, right? Oh, you're weird.
And Flex, I'll have you know that this gentleman is here illegally. So.
Julian called that from a long time ago. He knew you were going
to
say some shit like that. Fuck.
No,
it's great. It's okay.
I did not want to start the year like this. Let me apologize.
No problemo.
I apologize.
And then it's just like nasty to me. And I understand. Go to his pitch, though, the next photo.
Yeah, and you don't look that Spanish.
Like, to me, this is just nasty.
I don't look that Spanish in real life.
By my side with celebrities. Like,
that's dope. Eden, what celebrity are you excited to hang out with the most?
Probably DJ Camilo.
Naturally. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Eden already making a lot of money daily is really sending me. Is nobody else
is
cracked
crazy
up by that?
Does he count your pockets?
Did you tell him how much you make?
No. Actually,
are you his bottom?
I just told him that I have a proper job and that if you give me a proper schedule, I can work with you for free.
Of course, Flex is a legend and can teach you a bunch of things, especially within DJing. I'm just curious with the time that you have, what would be taught? I think it's cool that you were programming shit that you've never done
for
before.
For example, when I went lobby, like, I was shadowing the gentleman who was kind of setting his shit up. I got to watch him spin the whole time, you know, and he's an old school DJ. So that's like a big benefit for me because I'm like, all right, cool. Like, he just mixes. He doesn't do all that extra shit, all the extra sound effects, all the extra
mic yells. Work.
Well, he yells definitely for sure. But he more so does that in radio more than, and I get it, you know, especially when you're in a fucking car. Like, you hear that easier. Mm.
Yeah,
so, you know, the DJ stuff is what I want. So in exchange for the DJ and the, come on, I got a picture of Funk Flex on his page and shit like that.
I mean,
I'll take that.
Yeah, no.
That's a win for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For you.
If I take a picture of Rory,
it's a win for Rory.
It's a win for Rory.
Yeah.
But me and Rory.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Yeah. And shit. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Same concept. Yeah.
Before you, it's more of like when he was growing up, Funk Flex was a legend kind of thing. And you had a similar situation that we won't talk about earlier, where you also got an opportunity where it was more, oh my God, this is something I would have loved to do when I was younger or something like that. Yeah. Not necessarily something that
but,
you needed.
But at that point, I wasn't at the point where I feel Eden is in his career with shooting, editing, and DJ.
This is a great opportunity.
I agree.
The bottom line is a great opportunity. Shout out to Flex for just, you know, putting that together and good luck with the internship, man.
Thanks, man.
And let us know if you need us to run down on Flex and, you know.
Me?
What are you going to do to
and
Flex?
And unplug all his equipment.
His last prodigy is now in a completely different field of comedy.
Who was his last prodigy?
Oh, Cypher. Yeah, Cypher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he still work at Hot 97?
Where the fuck have you been? Syph left Hot 97 like 10 years ago.
I don't listen to the radio. Yeah.
Syph has been actually doing really well in the comedy world.
No, that I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he wasn't no longer at Hot 97. Oh, so good luck, Eden.
Thanks.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Flex and an internship.
Is that why Yomi's here? Learn how to do your job in case you can't be here.
This came up way before that, for sure.
Yomi, I will let you know that my vote is to get rid of this man.
You'd be happy if you were here, 100%.
Yeah. That face, I don't want to see.
Flex, you can have him.
But yeah. See, it's different,
Yomi,
though.
You're another Hispanic? Latino. I swear to God, I thought that you were Asian. Wow. Thank you so much for that.
You get that a lot, right? Yeah.
No, you could tell she's not Asian.
Is that racist?
That is racist.
That's assuming,
racist.
Yeah.
I thought that she was Asian.
Did you bow when you saw her?
Yeah, she did. I saw it.
That's crazy.
Is that why you took your shoes off?
Yeah. Asked her if she had a gong.
Yeah. So yeah, one of the things we talked about earlier, I opened up my phone for one of the few times over the break, and the first thing I saw was people mad at Prince Harry saying that he killed 25 Taliban fighters. Mm-hmm. I thought that was what happened in war.
Really? Yeah.
People are going to get killed.
Let's compare it to what we think his family overall. What do you think their body count is?
Oh, man.
How many countries?
Centuries of bodies. Centuries. The bodies are piling up.
Yeah, listen. If Prince Harry only has 25 Taliban on him,
mm-hmm.
this is a model citizen.
Yeah, absolutely. Prince Harry writes in his new memoir, Spare, that he killed 25 Taliban fighters during his second tour of Afghanistan. According to reporting from news outlets that obtained the book ahead of its official January 10th release, the reported revelation marks the first time that Harry, the Duke of Sussex, has discussed the number of people he says he personally killed during his... I think Harry's spitting cap. I don't think Harry's
so
killed 25.
You don't think he'd get 25 more?
They said the insulting thing is he thought of them, he referred to them as chess pieces taken off a board, and that some Taliban Twitter account responded.
Wait.
Was it verified?
Taliban has a Twitter account?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find
Do we know if it was a real Taliban account, though?
Yeah. Are they verified?
Did they buy the check from Elon?
What if the Taliban Twitter account just posted the blue cap?
Bruh.
They just posted a blue cap. Like, yo, that's cap. He ain't killed 25 of us, B. That's cap.
Because he was the gunner on a helicopter that was responsible for the most confirmed kills from that tour.
Okay.
All right, so what was everyone up in arms about? I didn't see this until you guys brought it up.
People were just responding to the fact that the Taliban was upset that he referred to them as chess pieces and not people.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I mean, war is...
It's war.
It's war. It's a book. Everything is very calculated. Everything has to be... You have to move a certain way to accomplish a goal. So, I mean, I understand what Prince Harry may have been saying by chess pieces, that you try to, you know, detach yourself from these are humans because... You know, you don't want to just kill humans. So, you know, you're at war. This is a fucking, you know, we have a goal here. This is all about us obtaining and, you know, carrying out the goal. So I have to do this in order to get there. I understand.
They want him charged with war crimes.
But no,
what?
Yeah.
No one else finds.
That's crazy.
He killed.
For doing his job.
Yeah.
Which is going to war.
What everybody was doing in war.
The Taliban leader earlier accused the British royal of committing war crimes. Mr. Harry, the ones you killed were not chess pieces. They were humans. Referring to Prince Harry's description that eliminating people who he said were enemy combatants was like removing chess pieces from a board. The truth is what you said, our innocent people. Wait, they were innocent people? These weren't people that were in the Taliban fighting?
I mean,
I don't know. Obama sent some rogue drones that killed some randos too.
Our innocent people were chess pieces to your soldiers, military, and political leaders. Still, you were defeated in that game, quote unquote. Okay.
Well, yeah, I thought he killed people that part of Taliban fighting.
Yeah, if these were fighters, then I don't see nothing wrong. Now, if these were just people in the country that just were...
Then that would be right on par for Prince Harry's family.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, you live here? Not anymore.
Yeah. Does anyone else find this funny from a different perspective that the Taliban leader is getting into cancel culture on Twitter?
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
The fact that they have a Twitter account is just crazy.
That's next level.
And they're outraged like everyone else on Twitter.
Yeah, like what? What's this? This is what I'm saying. That's why I had to just close my phone. I was just...
Seeing that at the first
time. It's just
crazy.
So much. It's like, what the fuck is going on out here, man? And I didn't want to start my year with this dumb shit. But here we are. So yeah, rest in peace to Fred White, drummer of Earth, Wind & Fire, passed away.
Yeah.
Legendary group, one of my favorite groups of all time, Earth, Wind & Fire.
And some of the best drums ever.
Ever. So rest in peace to Fred White. Rest in peace, Barbara Walters.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Even though she's 93, it still was like, damn. Yeah.
Barbara Walters passed away at the age of 93 while we were gone. Legendary journalist. Mm-hmm. Some legendary interviews.
Yeah.
Was the Mike Tyson interview with her, with Robin Givens? That was Barbara Walters, right? I think that was Barbara Walters.
Yeah, it might have been. You're not about the one where Mike was like, you're a woman, so unless you're going to fornicate with me, you shouldn't speak.
No.
That wasn't.
The legendary Mike Tyson, Robin Givens interview in 1988. Wow. That was Barbara Walters. So yeah, legendary journalist, some legendary episodes, legendary interviews. She passed away at 93, so condolences and prayers to her family.
Don't run into very many barbers anymore either.
Yeah, that's a name that's kind of like weaning itself out, right?
Yeah.
Not too many more barbers walking around. So yeah, man, we're back. Back, Rory, ready for a 2020 me?
Yes, I can't wait. 2020 me.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. We'll be back in a few days. Hope your New Year's is off to a great start. Hope you all are living up to your resolutions. I didn't have any. So I'm pretty sure that the gyms were packed all week.
100%.
Oh, God.
You know, the gyms were...
Well, listen, anytime you go to the gym, you never know who's going to be... at your front door with another dude.
Oh, yeah.
With your Lululemon bag.
Yeah. Go to our Patreon for the phone call.
Yeah.
Go to our Patreon. We're going to call this young lady. I'm going to call this young lady on FaceTime because I need to let her know that what she did to my friend was unacceptable.
And
she looked me in my eyes.
I'm jealous.
When we FaceTimed two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And told me that, you know, she was kind of nervous because she didn't know what to expect from Julian when it was really the other way around.
Yeah.
We did not expect.
Guys
are so sick. We did not expect for this woman to bring another man to Julian's doorstep and give him some sugar right on the step. So I'm going to call her on FaceTime on our Patreon. Subscribe to Patreon to watch me give her a piece of my mind.
And I think I found the dude on Instagram.
And we found the dude.
And he's DM'd me before, so I might be able to like get in contact.
Like, you know her? You send a picture. Like, you know her?
Patreon.com.
I should come to him as a man for Julian.
Yeah, for Julian.
As a man.
Go to him as a man for Julian.
Yo, peace, bro. You know her?
Peace, fam. I hope 2023 is off to a great start. Yo, question. You know this girl?
Yo, question.
That's how you got to do it. And just send a random picture.
All right.
So we'll be back. Enjoy the week. Be safe. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No worries, man.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.